AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donoghue.
Denmark has been hit by a very serious act of violence tonight.
Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt says a shooting at a cafe in Copenhagen was a terrorist attack. The cafe was hosting a free speech event organized by Swedish artist Hans Vilks. One person was killed. Vilks has been criticized for his drawings of the Prophet Muhammad. He was not hurt. The search is on in Denmark for the gunman. Police in Halifax, Nova Scotia, say they found a Valentine's Day plot and foiled it to attack a local mall.
This group of individuals we would not define as a terrorist group. They were four individuals that had a friendship. Their friendship is not based on culture or ideology.
Brian Brennan is with Royal Canadian Mounted Police. He says one of the suspects fatally shot himself as police moved in to arrest him, and a suspect confessed to the plot. It's snowing in New England. It's nothing new, especially in places with as much as 6 feet of snow already on the ground. This storm could produce blizzard conditions and an extra foot of snow. Flower shop owner John Adams in Boston says people were getting their Valentine's Day flowers before the snow started falling.
Light out the door, arrangements everywhere that are going out like hotcakes. Everybody's really, really happy.
Some parts of Maine could get 2 feet of snow with temperatures near zero. Technical difficulties are slowing attempts this weekend to sign up for coverage on healthcare.gov. Some applicants haven't been able to get their income information electronically verified. The glitch seems to be affecting people with new applications. The deadline to sign up in 37 states covered by healthcare.gov, 2:59 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. An analysis by the government of economic and safety impact of small commercial drones appears to clear the way for proposed federal rules. This is AP Radio News. The deadline for the ceasefire to start in eastern Ukraine is less than an hour away. Russia is asking the UN Security Council to endorse its ceasefire plan.
UN diplomats say the council is expected to meet Sunday to vote on the resolution, just hours after the ceasefire is to take effect. If adopted, it would be the rare action the council has been able to take on the year-long crisis in Ukraine, which shows no signs of letting up. The U.S. and other council members have repeatedly accused Russia of backing separatists in eastern Ukraine, which Russia denies. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal research indicates small earthquakes shaking Oklahoma and southern Kansas daily and linked to energy drilling are dramatically increasing the chance of bigger and dangerous quakes. This once stable region is now just as likely to see serious damaging earthquakes as the highest risk places east of the Rockies. Ed Donoghue, AP Radio News.